Forever Dog.
All right, we back.
Welcome back.
Okay, hello, friends. We just want to say one thing. We want to shout out everybody who posted that they are obsessed with the podcast and showing us the minutes or thousands of hours they spent listening to us run our mouths.
Yes.
That was very nice.
It's the most wonderful time of the year when people get their end of the year wrap up from Spotify and it's like 10,000 minutes unofficial expert. And I'm like, ugh. I'm like, that's how much we talk?
Yeah, but also it's like, damn, you know too much. You got to die. All these people have got to die. Like, I have to kill them, murder them.
Yeah, but it's not 10,000 new minutes of tea. Sometimes it's, you know, it's shade. It's other people's business. It's a little bit of our business.
Well, I mean, this year was most of
our business, Murray.
Yeah.
Well, I have not mentioned a single name on a single episode, so don't nobody know my business.
No. I mean, they don't know what's been inside me. They don't know who's been inside me.
They have an idea, sis, of what's been inside you.
Ideas, but they don't know.
You did a whole episode talking about your booty hole and stuff. So
wow, Marie. Yeah. I mean, nobody knows.
Except for your girlfriend's neighbors. Yeah.
And wow. Your girlfriend's neighbors. And the cats. The cats.
I mean, Marie, we know you're Sir Squirt Mix a Lot, so.
Squirt Mix a Lot.
Yeah. That's what you are, baby.
No. I put a video up today, and I think it's going to be no new dick December for me. I think I'm just going to, I don't think that I want to have sex with nobody new for the rest of the year. I think. But, you know, ask me again next week. I might change.
Wow, bitch. I mean, honestly, I stand by that. I think everybody should not date anybody until after February the 16th.
Oh, no, sis. That's, when you say date, what you mean?
I just think, like, January people are making new resolutions. They're pretending to work out. It's a lot of lies and fallacies going on in January. In February, I mean, people are gearing up for Valentine's Day, which is also a fake holiday. So after you get all of that shit out of the way, people will start being the real them.
But do people gear up for Valentine's Day, or is that just the day that pops up? Are people, and also we in a pandemic, are people going to be going to the gym? No.
Yes. People have been going to the gym, friend. People have been gearing up. People have had full on weddings and bachelorettes. And birthday parties and brunches where they're twerking. People are still living their life.
Wait, can we talk about this twerking brunch thing? What happened?
What do you mean, what happened? It's a regular brunch at any spot that serves fried chicken and waffles. I mean, music is going to be playing and people are going to be doing what they do. They're going to be bopping and topping.
No, I'm saying what happened as in what is the story?
Oh, I don't know the story. I just know that I saw the man in the turtleneck who owns the establishment told everybody they could get the fuck out because he doesn't want that kind of business if they're going to be twerking. But it's like, you can't play juvenile back that ass up and also put serious catfish on the table and not expect people to drop it, dip it low.
I don't know. Any place that serves Hennessy and plays any type of music, you should expect twerking at the table. That's what I'm saying about that.
But it's also like, sir, you have an establishment open during a full-on global pandemic. Like, you're lucky to have people there. You're actually putting people at risk. You should be quiet. You're actually too loud right now. The fact that went viral. In Dallas.
Oh, okay. Was it outside?
No, it was an indoor.
You know, I feel like Texas is one of them states where they're like, they leave their nose out the mask.
There wasn't a mask in sight, actually. There wasn't a mask and they weren't taking temperature. They were making sure that the hot fish was hot, but they weren't making sure if anybody's heads were hot.
Interesting. All right. Well, I can't remember if I've ever or when the last time I twerked at a brunch was. So, you know, I actually miss brunch. I miss brunch a lot.
I don't. The overpriced eggs and just I'm paying for music in the daytime. I could go home and do that. I could fry my own eggs and do my own thing.
When's the last time you fried some eggs?
Yesterday, actually.
Oh yeah, what did you put in the eggs?
I had salt, pepper, garlic, salt, and some bacon and some cinnamon swirl toast.
Mm. Interesting. But were people twerking?
Yeah, they said people were twerking.
No, at your fried egg brunch.
Oh, no. But I dance in here all day, all night. So I don't have to twerk in front of food.
Good food. The better the food is, the more I'm going to dance. So honestly, it's a compliment to the restaurant if I'm dancing. If I'm sitting still in the seat, the food is bad. 2 stars. Okay. There's a fly in the miso soup. That's why I'm not dancing. So go ahead and comp that, love.
I mean, I just don't understand why he was so angry. It was like, sir, you should be whispering this. You should be texting people. Like, why are you making a scene?
I don't know. I think that if I ask you to stop doing something and then I come back and you're still doing it and I ask you a second time to stop doing it, that third time I'm not going to ask you so nicely. So also that, you know?
Well, it looked like the place was full to capacity and it didn't look like it was social distance at all. So it's like, sir, I'm reading you for everything else except the twerking. The twerking is the last thing I have a problem with in this situation. I was looking at the video and there was no mask in sight and nobody was socially distanced. So you take your fried green eggs and ham and shut down the shop. Shut it down.
Yeah, but you're blaming the man for his place being open and packed. But the people who are in there, what's up? What about them? They fully showed up to a place with no mask to eat some Applewood smoked bacon. So
if the doors wasn't open, they wouldn't come. They wouldn't be able to come. He could have had like a to-go plates. People have been to-going all year round.
Yeah, but to-go brunch is not good. The waffle going to be soggy. The eggs going to be lukewarm. Yeah. The styrofoam is getting in it's not maple syrup. You know it's Aunt Jemima who should be retired. It's not going to taste the same.
Okay, but, well, people need to just stop being fucking lazy. That's one thing that you should be able to know how to do is brunch. If you pour rosé on everything, it's brunch, okay? Let's just, if you have a bottle of champagne near whatever you're drinking, it's brunch.
Or New Year's Eve, okay?
Whatever. I think people are upset because they're going to be closing things down again. And it's like, this is our fault. This is nobody's fault but our own.
I don't know who R is that you're talking about. I've been sitting in my house, except for that one time that I took a trip to Tulum. But
yeah,
I've been in the house, so it's not y'all. Okay, they're not shutting back down because of me. But there's a vaccine. Okay, well, you know what? Maybe we should bring the guest in so she could be a part of this conversation.
Hold on, one second. Hold on.
And I'm sitting in the dark by myself on my podcast because Sydney had to poop. Andrew, do you miss brunch?
I mean, I went like a few weeks ago. No, outside.
No, you didn't.
Fully outside. Don't pretend. This is okay. No, do not pretend like you guys did not go to Mexico. You guys did not have like a wedding. All these things. I went to brunch with one friend on the sidewalk 2 weeks ago. Mm. I'm allowed.
Wow.
So the white gay jumped out, huh? It jumped out. You were like, uh-uh, don't come for me, baby. I do what I can for my community, and I'm going to brunch.
He said, nigga, please.
Yes.
On the record, I did not say those words.
I heard it with my ears.
It was implied. I heard it.
I have 20/20 hearing, baby, and I heard it. It was with a hard R.
No, I heard an A, but you heard an R. That's fine. So, Andrew, what did you have? What did you eat?
We had a bottomless brunch, obviously.
Of course. Bottomless.
Not with me around, yeah. I actually had like a pasta. It was really great.
Pasta? You left the house for daytime pasta?
Yes, I left my house for pasta at brunch. But it was like a, it was a later brunch. Like brunch can happen anytime, like you were saying.
No, 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 no. If it's at 5 o'clock, that's not brunch, friend.
Okay, then what is it?
If it's 5 o'clock on a weekday, you had an early dinner, babe.
It was on a Saturday. It was on a Saturday.
If it was a Saturday, then this, it was.
Yeah, brunch is all day on Saturday. Sorry. Yeah.
Was there orange juice?
9 o'clock on a Saturday, brunch.
Was there orange juice on the table?
It was a mimosa.
Okay, then it was brunch. All right.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Like I said.
Okay, well, maybe we should bring our guests in and just chat about brunch and all things beautiful.
Yes.
Because that's who she is.
Yes.
This is our first time having her on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've been on her pod that is blowing the F up.
Mm-hmm.
So the new network and everything. Okay. I mean, I think she bought a Tesla with her podcast money.
I think so. I think it's a red one.
Yeah.
It's
she
a
hangs out with Cardi B now.
Cardi B and the new face. It's crazy.
Now, we've never done this before. We've never had two people on for the same expertise, but we did scams with Sandy Honig already, but we're going to bring it back. Give it up for our scams expert, Lacey Mosley.
Hey.
Honestly, Sydney, listening to that intro, I was like, you could have just not said anything and introduced her as scams, and people probably would not have remembered.
I felt like it was shade. Like, she was like, we already had this, and here come this bitch doing it again.
Right, that was implied.
No, this is the first time ever. So this is what we're saying. You're opening the doors for other people to come in and challenge other people's expertise. That's what I'm saying.
But that's not what you said, though. That's not. Anyway.
The people knew what I meant.
I feel like Marie and Sydney are my sisters, and they're like, they tell me what to do and I do it. I'm in my closet recording this podcast, and earlier I wanted to show Marie my closet, and then she was like, sit down, and I was like, okay.
No, because you jumped up to show us Louis Vuitton shopping bags.
Shopping bags. No Louis Vuitton in it.
Right. I didn't see any L's or no V's nowhere in the closet.
Oh, they're here. The girls are here. Okay. I love.
Well, Lacey, since you're in this double-decker, two-story closet.
Yeah, can you maybe, it's a super walk-in.
It's giving The Devil Wears Prada when they made Anne Hathaway chic. can you maybe show us from where you're sitting, show us three of your favorite pieces?
Ooh, okay. You know what?
Three things.
I'd be letting Marie help me. I will do it.
It's a lot of white hangers in there.
It is.
And no, like, they're not white. That's the lighting, sweetheart. These are magenta and lavender. I only have lavender hangers. I actually went through my closet, took out all the dry cleaning hangers. No wire hangers.
Wire hangers?
Is this a part of your scams? Because I'm seeing white. I do not see
it
lavender.
It does look white. It's like that dress. Is it white or is it blue?
Yeah. It's lighting. It's lighting. Maybe your hearing is 20/20, Sid, but maybe your eyes ain't. Because it's definitely.
Okay,
also,
baby.
Also, both of you niggas are in colored lighting. I wish I could see them. Like, Sydney's over here giving me a magenta moment. And Marie's over here giving me this cerulean blue. And, like, y'all aren't even giving you all the color light.
You don't have on your hangers, babe.
Oh, my God. It's a full gender reveal.
Y'all are in regular light. What's going on? I didn't know I need to show up looking like SZA. Like, y'all giving vibes.
My man is your man, my man too.
Yeah, you were supposed to be in orange light, a sienna light, actually.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. I didn't do this right. I didn't show up well enough for y'all. Y'all been on my podcast back when we was free and we could be in person.
Oh, wow. Free.
What's the thing that you missed the most about when we were free?
Honestly, it's like turning down niggas that I should have probably fucked. I miss that. Like, there's some big, fine ass niggas that I should have probably have given my vagina to. And I was like, no, I can't. Like, I'm a lady. And now I'm like, I should have fucked all of them. I just be sitting at home alone, just like, damn, why did I fuck them? Damn.
Why didn't you have sex with any of these? It sounds like it's more than one. Why didn't you have sex with them?
Okay, so I'm gonna tell y'all. See, I don't like this already.
She's a good Christian gay. First of all, she's very famous. She's verified. She's booked, busy, and booed up with the Lord. Buddha. She's booed up with the Lord, and that's why she didn't fuck them.
Jesus is my baby daddy.
Who daddy's my baby daddy?
Jesus, my baby that's my baby daddy. Yo, I should have fucked all of these people. It's some women too that I should have fucked as well.
Oh,
and okay. It's so upsetting. One of them, I'll tell you about one of them. I truly hate that I'm on this podcast now because y'all are my like feel like my family, and I'm gonna tell y'all my business. So
yes. We love that.
We're just gonna do it. There was this nigga, and this was in New York, because you know I was in New York for a minute, and then I was like, okay. No, this is not for me, but I met this nigga at brunch, callback to which I was talking about before, and he gave me his number, whatever. So,
what do you look like?
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Who would play him in a movie?
Who would play him in a film? In a Tyler Perry Presents?
John Boyega's body, but... Whose face? Mm-hmm. Not Mahershala's face. Maybe a young Idris Elba face. Like,
I feel like everybody thinks that they know an Idris Elba, but I've never seen these.
Never
regular,
seen them with my naked eyes.
Not when I'm out on the streets of New
never
York.
Never seen him with my naked eyes. Not one guy. I've
Someone
been like,
is always
Idris.
Claiming, yes, he looks like Idris. A no. young, an ashy, an old Idris.
No.
That
looks like Idris if he was homeless. No. That does not look like Idris.
Idris that survived a fire. Who is that?
I love how y'all say Idris. Like, y'all are from the motherland of whatever Idris. Name comes from.
It's Idris. Okay, girl.
It's Idris. Thank you.
It's Idrisa.
Idris. Okay. So he was, like, super fine. And I get in the car, right? He picks me up in his brand new Range Rover. Seats heated. It's cold. You know, New York always cold.
This is in New York.
Mm-hmm. Seats heated. And he's playing Portuguese Love by Tina Marie. And
girl, was he 55?
I don't even know that song.
Say it for me, baby. I know he was young. We was young. He was young. And I was impressed because I was like, how do you notice someone?
He was in his dad's car. There's no way.
He was in his dad's brand new Range Rover.
He took me to dinner. The conversation was titillizing. That's a combination of titillating
so
and tantalizing
the whole time, huh?
Sitting in a puddle. On the date? What were you wearing on the date?
Arden B.
She had her finest BB dress.
Y'all
BB.
Are rude.
BB Black Label.
Black Label. I can't.
She was wearing cachet.
Bitch, I was about to say that. I was like, y'all are dragging me. I was not wearing cachet.
Cachet is a skill. It's expensive.
But also, I was a hoochie hoe. Like, I've been a hoochie for a long time. I've accepted that I'm a hoochie. Everything in my closet is skin tight. It's fine.
Okay, so you were wearing an American Apparel dress.
You're probably right. I feel like that's probably what I was wearing. And
okay. No, I feel like it was a step above that.
That's why I said BB.
Yeah.
BB is a step above American Apparel, or it used to be. Yeah. But
oh, no, guess Marciano. You was wearing Marciano.
Marciano.
I love the Marciano moment.
Me too.
I did. Ooh, could have been that too. So.
Yes.
The conversation, titillating, tantalizing. It was wonderful. And then I got home. He dropped me off at my house. And I was like, oh, man, I like this nigga. I can't fuck him because he won't respect me. And so I just didn't fuck him because I was like, And he started blowing my phone up and shit. Turns out, I can't say who because I feel like now, I'll tell y'all afterwards. But he was engaged to a very famous person's daughter. And my homegirl, who likes to lurk on the gram, because you gotta have a homegirl who likes to lurk on the gram. And my homegirl, she could track a nigga down so quickly, it's wild. So she texts me, and she was like, and this nigga, mind you, has been FaceTiming me, putting meat on FaceTime, many a meat FaceTime. And I'm like,
Meat on FaceTime.
That's the title of the episode. Meat on FaceTime.
But he put his meat on FaceTime.
He put his meat on and it was big. And I was like, this is, I should do sex to this man. And she texted me and she was like, this you? Like, ain't this that nigga? And I was
Can you show us a picture of it on here right now?
No, we got the audio set up a certain way, I feel like.
Yeah, we do. But yeah. I'ma show y'all. I'm gonna show y'all afterwards.
We'll cue it up. So when we're done, I'm definitely gonna be asking.
I got you. So she was like, he's marrying this famous person's daughter like this weekend. And I was like, I had no idea. So I hit this nigga up because I'm
this
bold.
This weekend.
Oh, it was. Wow. It had been some time from the first date, but I hit the nigga up because I was like, I'm bold and I'm going to talk to you. So I was like, you're engaged? Like, you've been with this bitch the whole time. You was taking me on whole Portuguese love dates and you had a bitch the whole time. Like, what's good? And he was like, and it was honestly the most honest and wonderful conversation I've had with a straight man in my entire life.
Okay.
He was just like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. He was like, look, when I met you, like, I thought, like, oh, you're fine. I'm a, you know, fuck or whatever. It's going to be this. And then I really talked to you and got to know you. And I was like, oh, she's like, you know, men being like, oh, a woman is a person. Oh my God. And so then he FaceTimed me a bunch and I didn't answer. And then finally I did. And he was like, listen, I'm getting married at 25. I'm too young. I have to do this. I feel like I have to. Like, he went to an existential crisis. Nick started crying. I was like, look, you lucky I got shit to live for. Otherwise, I was sliding this person's DMs and tell him all about your ass because you ain't right. You ain't living right.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let me guess. Was it Lori Harvey? Was it Lori Harvey's fiance? Because you know she was engaged once.
Yeah,
too.
She was engaged. She been around the world.
She was engaged to like a soccer player or something.
Yeah, she was.
Lori Harvey needs to write the fucking book. I'm tired of it. Like, tell us what you're doing.
Right.
Tell
think like us. A man. Think like a man. Act like a lady. Steve Harvey is her coach.
Okay? Right.
She's think like a man. Like a man. Have Steve Harvey as my dad. That's what her book is called.
And also, he's not my biological dad, but I have his last name for clout because my mom is the ultimate scammer.
Her mom
did that. Marjorie, unmatched. Scammer. No one has ever matched Marjorie on scams. Like, sis was dating two brothers, had them fighting over. She's the queen. Like, I've looked into Marjorie
Harvey.
I've looked into her because I was like, bitch, I need to know your ways. Like, I want to be you. I want to be like you.
Yeah.
Well, y'all want to be like Mike. I want to be like Marjorie.
Yes, Marjorie Harvey. She had Steve Harvey adopt her grown-ass kids, and they all have his last name now.
Adult-ass kids. Like, these niggas are super grown. And she was like, adopt them.
Yeah, they're like 32. And she's like, this is your dad, Steve.
Adopt my 40-year-old son. Thank you. He's getting his prostate checked.
I can't believe she did that, but I also believe she did that.
It was brilliant. She's a genius. Like,
I was going to say, has anybody ever heard Lori Harvey speak? Because she doesn't talk ever.
No.
Not on any of her social media. So I'm curious to know what her voice sounds like.
She don't need to talk. She's so fine. Like, you just don't need, you could just be.
But that's probably why these guys are into her too. Because they're like, oh, she's doing exactly what I want a woman to do. Stay silent. Be seen and not heard.
Yeah.
But she also working them niggas. I feel like she must be saying something. She at least got to be saying Gucci.
She's
Balenciaga Gucci.
She got to be saying something. She get the bag, bro.
She's saying yes. Or she's saying not tonight. She's saying one of those two things because I Googled her after she was linked to Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, yes. Her.
She was with Trey Songz, Future, Diddy, one of Diddy's kids.
No. All them dudes are hoes, though. So it's not unheard of.
I'm not calling her a hoe.
I said those dudes are hoes. Like, they'll hook up because that's what they do. Future has 10 baby mamas.
Future
He
has...
don't know how to say no.
He don't. He really need to work on himself.
Throw the dick away, okay?
The dick has been everywhere. Like,
his sperm is on tap, baby girl. On sis. Tap.
Dick been everywhere now. Dick been like literally count all the countries. He's like, dick been to Japan, London, Sweden, and France. The dick been everywhere. Like,
the dick.
Okay,
the
where in the world is Carmen Sandiego with that dick?
What? Right. The dick got lint on it. It's crazy. dust bunnies. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it doesn't have dust bunnies because he uses it so.
Yeah,
much.
It's used often and frequently.
Right. Got a lot of miles on it.
Yeah, it's a used car. That dick.
But also, like, maybe that dick's good. You know, we talk about 10,000 hours, and we talk about practicing your craft. So when you've been dicking that much, like, the dick must be good. Like,
I don't agree with you about this, because the way he be talking about the codeine and the lean that he's taking, there's no way the dick and the pills and the Percocet, the dick, you might get, like, three good pumps from that dick, and because it's future, women are like into it, but I don't think that, like, me,
I don't know.
He said he lied about that. He said he don't be drinking the lean. He said that he just say that for music. So why did
Sierra leave then?
Because he was a dick to her.
Because he's a hoe. Like, she knew he was he's a community nigga. And when you get with a community nigga and you get engaged and you're like, wait, oh my God, the whole community's here. What's happening? Like, I thought it was just going to be us. You got to leave. And then she went and got her a hardcore Christian.
Andrew, do you have any thoughts on community niggas?
No, we have already established I don't say that word, okay?
Community?
You don't say community? Because I know you say niggas, Andrew. Yeah. I know you say niggas.
Stop it.
Yo, wait, can we get to the scams, though? Can we get to these scams?
Sorry, I mean, let's just, one final note on future. I think when a guy has this many baby mamas, that's the scam. The scam is... you like, oh, maybe the dick must be good, but it doesn't. Having a lot of children doesn't equal good dick.
I think the scam is that every woman that gets with him thinks that they're going to be different. On the exception, and it's like, no, ma'am,
The scam is every woman who gets with him is like, oh, I'm going to be baby mama number 12. That's the scam. They know he's very fertile. And they're like, oh, I'm going to add my name to this list.
It's weird thinking that he has enough money for this harem of women, though. I just feel like it's too many. Like, the money is getting divided too much. Like, when you got 12 kids, I mean, a nigga probably got a birthday every month. Like, it's too much.
Yeah, that means I'm buying 12 gifts. Mm-hmm. And if I'm as flashy and showy as future, I'm buying extravagant, stupid gifts. Like,
A Rolex for your baby, which he did give to baby Future, who belongs to Sierra. And Sierra named that baby Future. I know she get mad every day when she look at that birth certificate. Because, you know, you look at a birth certificate every day.
I think she's trying to change his name.
To what? Russell
she should. Right. Not Nevadius. You got to get Nevadius off that baby. How dare you put that on that baby?
Well, that's why I know she must have been on lean, too. Because it's like, why would you name... What were you sipping on?
Right. His name isn't even Future, babe. That's the stage name.
Yeah.
But I don't know. She must have been on famous, lean.
Right.
When you're rich and famous and black, the baby's name is going to be Future.
You can name your baby anything. North, Apple. Like, I'm going to name my baby Wolfgang. I'm going to bring that name back. Why not?
That's a classic, sis. That's a TBT.
I'm going to name my baby Honey. Honey, come here, Honey.
That sounds like
Honey is cute. Honey is cute.
Honey for a person?
For a dog.
No.
Honey's cute for a dog, sis. For a dog, Yorkie. Sis.
Listen,
for a snickerdoodle.
I love an inappropriate name for a child. It's my favorite. Name your baby Honey. Do it for me.
Unfortunately, Lacey's name is very Lacey.
Lacey Chabert.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, Lacey, stop deflecting. Give us some of this scam gossip now. I see what you're trying to do.
We're ready for mess. Or you can, we can keep going off on a tangent, but whatever you want
to
do.
I feel like I'm being gaslit, and that's fine.
No, that's what that nigga did to you.
Do the podcast?
He gaslit you and said, actually, I am getting married, but I thought you were going to be different and change my life.
Wait. So did this guy get married to the girl?
Yeah, he got married, and like there was like a famous singer there, and he cried. I only know this
Bobby Valentino.
Not slow down.
Famous singer. Slow down.
I just want to get to know ya.
We're all on different times.
Oh God, no! I think it was like A. Marie or some shit. I can't remember, but it was some bitch singing. I love A. Marie and her legs. So it wasn't her, but yeah, no, that was a mess. Scams. So Big scam that I do a show called Scam Goddess, and I talk about scams all day long, every day. Yes, I love plug. Scams.
We love it. We love a scam.
Yeah, yeah. Plug, Sid. Yeah, I'm plugging because I know y'all have great fans.
Mm-hmm. We do.
But, we actually do.
You do. So mm-hmm. I did a lot of scams as a young hoe. Most of
last
them
year.
In-
last year. Last year.
I'm trying to separate myself. I'm trying to separate myself from my past.
Okay.
So, I used to go, one of the biggest ones was me and my homegirls. We used to go to nightclubs, we'd go on trips, and we would never spend any money anywhere, like on anything. So, mm-hmm. one of the things we would do is like, we would go to Vegas, mm-hmm. and we would go to like a one of my best friends has a condo in Vegas. It's like far off the strip. So we had to Uber and it was like 20 minutes. And we would go to the strip and we would go to pool parties during the day. And we would try to find like the richest niggas in there. And then we would hang out with them. And then they'd be like, oh, y'all cool. Okay, y'all cool. Like, come with us. And then we'd be like, okay, where y'all going? And they'd be like, oh, we're just going to go to the hotel room for a nap. We'd be like, we like naps. We're going to come. And mm-hmm. then we would go to their hotel rooms and we would mm-hmm. order lunch. So that's how we would get lunch. Like, we would just.
I do love a good hotel room service lunch.
Survival of the fittest right here.
A little buffet lunch. Love that.
All right. So then we get lunch while them niggas napping and we'd be like, this is so good. Like, they sleep, we eating. Mm-hmm. It's great. Mm-hmm. Then they wake up. And we'd be like, oh, this was so fun. What y'all doing tonight? And they'd be like, oh, we're going to this club. We're getting bottle service, blah, blah, blah. We're like, oh, okay, numbers exchange. We'll meet y'all there. So then we go home. We shower, get dressed, go out, and do this. And this was like on repeat. And at one point, we met some guys who were on an NFL team. And they liked us so much that we would just go to different cities and be around them. And
different cities. Which cities, babe?
Wait, hold on.
Miami.
How are you getting there?
LA.
Greyhound? But how are you getting to the city?
Greyhound.
You had a car?
No, all we had to spend was sometimes not even the flight, because I have been like traveled out by. And you know what's the funnest scam about this? Is this is racism, but I'm a dark-skinned black woman. And right. So when you're with affluent niggas and athletes, they're looking at the light-skinned women. They're trying to yeah. fuck the light-skinned women or the white women. So now right. worry about me. So right. I'm just there having a good time, eating free food, ordering room service, and nobody ever had tried to have sex with me.
So I've been there. I had Miami.
The best
I love
time.
That. I love that for you.
I went to Miami and I was upset. I was furious because everybody kept saying, they're like, oh, you going to Miami and you're not paying for nothing? Oh, you definitely going to have to suck a dick. And then 3 days in, like, we was on yachts. We had been to Nobu like 10 times. We had went to all these places. And I'm like, okay, so when are they going to ask me?
Suck a dick. When are they going to propose that I suck a dick?
When is he going to put his dick on the table?
My friend was like, girl, you're here because they like your personality. I was like, oh, so I'm ugly. Okay, got it.
Right.
That's my personality. I'm funny. Okay, you called me ugly. Got it.
No, and you're fucking beautiful. Both of you are. But it is this curse of having dark skin that, like, affluent men or, you know, rich niggas, if we want to really make it base, like, they're looking for fair-skinned women. They're looking for white women, light women. And
they want something, quote-unquote, exotic.
Exotic.
It's like she's black and Asian. Like, that's what... exotic. It's like, well, she's from Orlando. Is that exotic? And they're like, yeah.
She's from Pittsburgh.
She's wearing contacts. And they're like, yeah, exotic.
And I used to take offense to it because also, Sydney, the personality thing has happened to me too. Like, my friends will be like, come to Kyrie Irving house. We want to hear some jokes. And I'm like, I'm not coming. Like, I know what y'all want and I
What's
don't.
What's the fee? Are you
right.
paying?
What's the what? Budget? Are you paying my
right.
rent?
Right. They're like, oh, come hang out. I'm like, no. Like, I don't want to mm-hmm. entertain the girls. I'm good. What do I get? So I get that. But I also, as a scammer, I was like, oh, this is stealth mode. I can just get whatever I want and niggas won't bother me. And so I was like, I like this
honestly,
for me.
Honestly, that's a great way to look at it.
It really is, because they're not checking for you, but you're there because your friends are there.
So you're getting the best of the world, exactly. And not having to put out anything.
And that's why I love it. I remember I went to a nightclub, and I think it was during All-Star Weekend, which we all know is a big Thought Weekend. Mm-hmm. And
Thoughts Are Us.
Thoughts Are Us. I went to the 4040 Club, and this is back when Jay-Z and Beyonce would like show up to the club like semi-regularly because they were trying to get, you know, more people in the business. Right. And so we got up to like the VIP section, and they weren't letting people in. It didn't matter if you were cute, didn't matter if you were talking good. Like, it was like celebs and PR people only. So one of my friends was like, "Oh, we're all in black dresses." I just realized that. She was like, "Let's just grab these cups." And I was like, "Yeah." So I grabbed the cups and put them over my head like I was a bottle service waitress, and they let us in. I was like, "I'm here to serve the drinks." They let us in.
Yes, in the black dress.
I'm here to serve the drinks.
I'm thinking about all the times I did not wear a black dress to go to the club, and I'm actually disappointed in myself now.
It's a good emergency plot.
The annoying thing is that sometimes, even when you're not wearing a black dress, they'll ask you for a bottle service anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just got that bottle service face, you know?
Like, Sydney, you do give bottle service. Like, you give mm-hmm. hot and cute and thin, and I would ask you if you were doing bottle service.
Yeah, you give me ignore the table for like 25 minutes. You give me
worst service of your life, but hottest bitch you've ever met. Like,
yes.
To be honest, best service, but worst attitude. I would have an attitude.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I take that for free.
I give you things for free. I tell you who to hang out with, who not to hang out with. I tell you who to flirt with. I was good at my job, but when I wanted to do it.
I'm on the same page. I was the same way. I did service for a long time. Not bottle service. I worked in fine dining because I was like, where the rich niggas at?
Is that what we calling it? Oh, so you worked at Cipriani's?
No, I worked I'll tell you everywhere I worked. I don't give a fuck no more.
Okay, girl, you worked at Olive Garden with a button-down blouse?
When you're here, you're family. No, I worked at fucking this place called Roku, which is owned by Boa Steakhouse. I worked at this place in the Hamptons called Moby's, and that there, my primary customer, because for some reason people
is
got
is that what we call them, primary customers? You didn't call them a client?
Mm-mm.
That's right. How you know people are scamming when they call them clients.
Ain't nobody got no damn restaurant clients. You're right about that. But my primary person was, what's that nigga from the Beatles? Paul
McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
You're like, from the Beatles? I'm like, somebody white with a shaggy bang suit? Yeah. I don't know.
He had a bayang. And that was my main customer, and he would ask for me, and so I'd always take care of him. I remembered his allergies, his wife's allergies. She can't eat a bunch of shit, whatever. Mm-hmm. And one day when
he say, "Can you get the dark one out here?"
Where's Blackie? That's who I like. I need Blackie out here.
And he's like, "Hello, Black Beauty. My wife and I are hungry."
Hello,
Black Beauty.
Hello, Negro. It's so good to see you. And that brings me into another scam. But working at this restaurant, I was dating this really hot Puerto Rican man. I'm not going to say his name. And
he just said it.
I did. But you'll never hear it. So he was basically like an entrepreneurial drug dealer. He was starting to deal drugs.
Okay, entry-level drug dealer.
Yes. Startups, okay?
Yeah, he just finished his drug internship in the city, and now he's in the Hamptons. Love his friend.
Right, and so the main drug in the Hamptons is obviously cocaine, and he was trying to sell it. But mind you, like, this is summer, it's humid. He had to live on the property because the servers made a lot of money, so we could rent houses in the Hamptons while we lived there to work. But nice. The bussers didn't make as much, so they lived on the property so that it could kind of like even out, so they would make enough money that it would be worthwhile. This man was ordering baggies and scales to the property where he works
from Amazon.
Yes.
Bezos was involved?
Bezos was involved. Bezos will sell you everything you need to do crime, okay? Mm-hmm. You just go on mm-hmm. there. 2-day prime shipping for crime, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm.
It's almost can like, you buy a gun on Amazon?
Can you?
No. No, you gotta, no way. No, I think you have to go there. You have to show up in person.
You Amazon? Probably get a gun from the Amazon locker. You know?
No, I think you could get a gun online at Walmart. Walmart sells guns.
Walmart does sell guns, but even like Black no. Lives Matter made Walmart be like, okay, we gotta stop selling guns because I feel like niggas is buying too many.
No, they do sell guns on Amazon.
They do?
I think these are fake.
Okay, Murray.
They have to be fake.
Ooh. They look real. They got the little orange chips on them, though. God damn.
That means they're not real.
Okay, I wow. was about to say, I didn't know we could get ready for the revolution in 2 days shipping. I didn't know we could just order
well,
them.
Well, how much does a gun cost? Because this one is $99, and I feel like, oh, it's a BB gun. Okay, phew.
Not you pricing them for affordability.
Well, what's a gun? Like $40? Is it $100? $800? What do we think a gun costs?
At least $300.
Have you guys fired guns?
No, but I want to go to a shooting range.
Oh, you guys haven't? Oh, I'm from Texas, so guns are like culture.
Guns are your best friend. Yes.
Unfortunate, Lacey, to hear that.
Really? Yeah. There's like a pink Glock that I want really badly. Like, I think I'm gonna have to get it. It's like this pretty pink Glock 9, and I want it.
Can you put it on your Kwanzaa list? Your Kwanzaa Christmas list.
7 days. You need a pink Glock?
Because I want to shoot stuff.
Because she's from Texas.
Okay.
We like to shoot stuff. Have you ever
sound like one of those Trump supporters?
Oh, nah, never that. But also at the same time, like, they got guns, so we gotta have guns too. Like, it's just how it is. I grew up, there was always a gun in the house. Well, I'm not dumb. I wasn't gonna try to shoot myself with it, but I played with it. You know, it's fine. Has there been a Christmas where I went to a gun store? Absolutely. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it's chill. I found a black-owned gun range out here in Los Angeles, actually. I'm gonna go there soon. It's in Burbank.
Oh, what's it called?
Oh shit, I don't know the name right now, but I'll let you know. But it's a black owned gun range, cuz I'm scared of gun ranges cuz I just feel like white people going to be like, "Oops," and like shoot towards me Oops. Instead of the paper, and I get scared about that. I have anxiety. But I know at a black one I'll probably be all right. Like we all going
to
shoot.
I mean,
the
maybe,
paper.
But at the black one people going to be trying to shoot with the gun sideways. So you might
yeah, they're going to be trying to take pictures and selfies with it. No, thank you.
They're going to be shooting.
They're going to have the self timer on and they're
going to be like, Kabuyaka. Oh. Yeah, don't let it be no Jamaicans over there. So.
Yo, niggas love a gun photo. Why? Why do we love a gun photo so much?
I don't know, but I'm going to get my gun license. Me and my sister are like registering to get them for when the revolution comes, you know.
I've said this on so many podcasts this week, but when the revolution comes, I'm gonna be handing out water. I'm not gonna be shooting people. I don't want to die.
Yeah.
If you need to,
Lacey, I'm gonna be with you. I'm gonna be handing out Gatorades and trail mm-hmm. mix.
If you need a Nature Valley, pull up to me in Sydney's corner, and we got you.
Don't nobody want those dry ass, chalky ass granola bars.
That's sustenance. Sure.
We're gonna be selling it to, you know, the people that we don't like. So that they can, you know, hold them back.
So their gums can bleed.
Right. Exactly. We need them to choke. That's going to be our... We're going to give Popeye's biscuits and their Chevelli bars with no water.
Oh, remember Popeye's biscuits? I want some biscuits right now.
Okay, now wait, Lacey. Now, this year has been tough. This has been a tough year, I feel like, to even finagle a scam. Have you been partaking in that this year or no?
It actually hasn't been a tough year for scams. It's been an excellent year for scams.
Let's get into
excellent
that.
Excellent year for scams. The thing about scams that I love so much is they're constantly evolving. You see how I put on my Barbara Walters voice? I talk on ABC, and which was the biggest scam of all, was them having me be a talking head as an expert, and I was like okay,
girl,
I'm
you
gonna
are
do it.
who's the one on Potomac? Is it Potomac? Wendy, you're Wendy, the one that's always talking about how she, you know, she's on TV and stuff.
I'm on TV. Yes. No, but scams are all about innovating. And one of the beautiful things about scams is over time you see how people are like, oh, there's some new shit. Oh, let me figure out how to rob these. Like, it just keeps happening. So COVID popped up, and one of my favorite COVID scams is actually really terrible. Actually, I will tell you a few. Some were nice, some were bad.
Put that together, a COVID scam?
Oh, yeah, baby. The COVID scams are popping.
Okay,
right
sis,
now.
Let me get my notebook. Go ahead and tell us about your faves.
I'll tell you the fun one first. So I'll couch it between a fun and a bad. So the fun one is, a lot of people are filing for relief benefits, but when you file for relief benefits, there's different sectors, there's different areas, and the government just allocates a fuck ton of money and doesn't pay attention to who applies for it. So there recently, I talked about in Euclid, Ohio, there was a family who registered 20 businesses and got 72 applications for farm relief, saying that they had a farm. They got $7 million from the government before anybody was like, wait a minute. And when I tell you these niggas ain't have no farm, I don't even know if they had a plant.
They didn't have a yard.
Right? You pull up, it's an apartment. Like, where the farm? Where's the farm?
What did they do with that money?
They have a goat living in the house, though, because you know those...
What did they do with the money?
What niggas do with money? I don't know.
They bought a boat.
They stole it. And I was like, this is beautiful. I was like, I have one plant. I'm a farmer.
As am I.
I should apply for some relief.
Wait, so this was in Utah?
It was in Euclid, Ohio.
It was in Ohio. Okay, yeah. So they
you
ended up
getting...
You don't
even need that money, much money to live in Ohio.
You don't.
That part.
You really Wait, don't. So
that's when I'm like, you're being super greedy.
They were greedy. It's like 72 applications. 72?
Wait, so they filled out 72 applications and got $7 million.
Mm-hmm.
But they got caught.
Yeah, because they probably should have stopped at like 65. Like 72, too much.
But you know what it is? They probably got that $7 million and then they applied again.
And they're okay. Like, why are there so many farms in Ohio? Are there that many farms in Ohio? Somebody finally, a hater caught on, was like, I feel like there aren't this many farms in Ohio. Like,
right.
So they got caught. But I love that scam. That's a coronavirus scam. The bad scam that I'm couching in between is there have been coronavirus testing centers. Because, you know, testing has been big. I feel like I get tested more than a porn star now. Like, there's always somebody up my nose. Like, it's just happening all the time. And so these people set up a fake testing center in a church parking lot and charge people $200. And God knows what they were putting up people's nose, because it wasn't no cotton swab from the government. They
it was
might be
Johnson
putting...
and Johnson. It was a regular Q-tip.
It was a Fenty lip brush.
No, that's what it was.
It was a Sephora lip brush, honestly.
It was
That's longer. Yeah. You're right.
And then they put it in a little Ziploc bag that they threw in the trash.
Right. So they were like, we're going to tell you in 72 hours.
How much money did they make in this parking lot?
They made a lot of money. I don't know how much, but I also know that they got away. And also that they have popped up during every pandemic, no matter how big or small. So when swine flu, bird flu, when things popped up, they always pop up like, we'll test the girls, $200.
The voice. The voice.
Yo, we should do that. This time next year, if the Moderna vaccine... is approved, we should be like, yes, we're testing people in this car wash parking lot.
Yeah, we'd be like, our names are Derna. We're the cousin of Moderna.
Yes, I'm Mo, and that's Derna. Yes. Yeah. That's my little sister, AstraZeneca. Yeah.
I'd be like, wait a minute, y'all just poked me with a pin. That don't seem like a needle. Like, what happened?
I'd be like, these the new ones. These the new ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay. I like that one. Okay, you have another good one for us?
Yes. So another one that I really love that's happening right now during COVID is people... So I guess this is kind of like the first one, but it's with rappers, and that made me so happy. So there's rappers... there's small business loans. So we talked about farmer loans. There are small business loans that were bailouts that were happening in June as well. Mm-hmm. So rappers Like the nigga from Pretty Ricky, who is the one you would never know. I don't know his name.
The rapper with the dreads?
No, he's light skinned. He's kind of pudgy. I don't know. Light skinned.
Oh, the one that's bald.
That was on Love and Hip Hop, LA?
Maybe.
Not spectacular.
I feel like you're onto it, Sydney. I feel like that's right. He applied for some small business loans.
He was definitely on Love and Hip Hop.
In which he took the small loans. Yep, Diamond Blue. That's it. The small business loans and invested them in the Ferrari.
Yes, because he needs he needs to get to work. He needs a mode of transportation.
Wait, Lacey, you're telling me that you didn't take your unemployment and put it in some socks?
I fucked up. I didn't get any unemployment, and I'm so dumb for that.
You can still apply.
You were working the whole time, babe.
Well, that was the other thing is, like, I have had... So the last job that I had where I was, like, waiting tables, I got fired. Honestly, it was a scam job. I got fucking fired because I was in the kitchen making a creme brulee. Mind you, I'm a waiter.
This story is what?
Yeah.
I got fired because I was in the kitchen making a creme brulee. Apparently, allegedly, the whole building burnt down and then they fired
me. I'm starting all of my conversation. Well, I was in the kitchen making a creme brulee.
That's not my job. The cook was gone. So I was like, I got to make this creme brulee because we had a table with some bitches who really was selling. You know when bitches be having birthdays and they be having birthdays? And she was a bitch with a birthday. And she was like, bitch, it's my birthday. Like, give me the birthday. And I was like, okay. But the chef is gone.
She wanted the song and the food.
But what birthday bitch want a creme brulee? That doesn't even feel like a bitch birthday cake.
That's all we had. It was Beverly Hills. That's all we had. We ain't had no cake for the hoe. Like, so.
Yeah, it was like gluten free,
a mom and pop, but like for rich clientele, and they didn't know what they were doing. So I'm in there cooking this creme brulee. Some rich fashion bitch gets sit down in my section. Now, here's the thing about rich fashion bitches: when they young, super fun. When they get old, because the industry does not look kindly upon older people, they get mean and like they need power. Like that's their thing. So you gotta be bending your ass over and, you know, showing your whole anus to get them to like you. Like you have to do the most. So I should have been out there with my booty hole out, but I was making a creme brulee.
Right. And
so I did this. I was late to getting to this table and I tried to win them back. I gave them so much free shit. They was not fucking with me. This hoe wrote a letter. A letter.
A letter.
A letter.
On stationery?
I think so. Mm. Parchment.
She took a pen. She said pen to pad.
She took a quill to a piece of papyrus
and dipped it in the ink.
A 4-page letter.
Yep.
And we'll do it with a kiss.
That's what happened. And when I write them, he better fire her now. And that's what happened. So she wrote the letter. They fired me. And because I hadn't been on record doing anything wrong, being late, whatever, I filed for unemployment. I filed for unemployment and they're like, oh, it's wrongful termination. Them niggas had to pay me
$12,000. $12,000?
And I wasn't even
working there. For a creme brulee?
I wasn't even working there full time. I had not made anywhere near that kind of money there. And that's how I started my comedy career. And them niggas was mad. They started reaching out to my other jobs and being like, can y'all help us with this? Like, what's going on? And they were like, no, she quit from here. Like, y'all got to take that
help. You're a small black business. That's a small black business loan right there.
It was. Honestly, and I took it. It had my small black business loan.
As you should.
It did feel like a scam.
You don't do that acting. You took your classes up top.
Sis, who was this fashion chick? Was it Chrissy Turlington?
No, I've actually waited on Chrissy Teigen, and she's very nice.
It was Janice Dickinson.
No, it was someone, like, when I tell you, it was one of those girls who was never on the stage, but was always behind the curtain giving the girls their orders. Like, one of those girls. Like, she's not famous, but she's powerful. You could just tell.
Her name was Andre Leon Talley. Heard you, sis.
she don't had a get robe me canceled. On.
I love Andre. I want to wear the robes. I want to wear the Vogue robes.
The Vogue robes. They're not Vogue robes no more. That's just Andre's clothes. Girl, just get you a little choir robe and put it on, open it. You just need a church choir robe.
That's what I love about fashion people. They work in fashion so long, they just start wearing the same thing. They're like, I'm tired. I don't want to put on outfits anymore.
Well, I mean, you see what Anna Wintour is giving us. She's giving us that tired hairstyle.
That Bayang needs to retire. It's tired.
But it's giving like a young Madeline, and it's like, sis, you too old for this haircut. Or not even that you're too old. Can you just give us fashion?
Can you also Anna, we need to stop having so many milestones this year. Like, we finally hired a nigger photographer. It's like, this is too late.
And now they're using him for everything, which we love. But like,
we do love that.
Yeah. But it's just like, sis, are you just going to give us the same tweed belted dress all day? Like, you're not even going to give us a slouchy jean or nothing?
She said that's all you get. Yes. I love that you guessed, Sydney. We are talking about Anna Wintour.
Wait, Anna has, first of all, a bob with bangs. You can't just wear anything with that haircut. It's a very specific.
That's why the haircut gotta go, dude. Like, give us something else.
I think she is hiding a big old Rihanna Fenty Savage forehead underneath them bangs. And that's why she hasn't stopped wearing it.
Is it a wig or is it her hair?
It's giving wig, but I think it's her.
It's giving wig.
It's giving wig.
Well, let's ask Andre Talion or whatever.
He'll never tell us.
It might be on page 14 of the book, you know, because he's upset. So he's like, she was mean to me. She was mean to black people. And it's like, yeah, bitch, we know.
We know.
Not surprised.
You didn't leave. You stayed. It's
well, you stayed because, you know, at the moment, at the time, she was being nice to you. As soon as she turned on him, it was like, oh, she's not nice. And it's like, babe, we already knew that.
But that's the thing about life. I don't know, as an actor in Hollywood, I feel like there's a lot of people who are mean that I know, but I'm not going to tell y'all they mean. But if they start acting out of pocket and wild, you know, maybe I will hop on Twitter and be like, that nigga was mean. Like...
Yeah, I'm just gonna
tell
assume.
Us after the pod. We'll like to know.
Yeah, we'll stay on the line for celebrity
debrief.
Wait, Lacey, have you ever gotten scammed though? What about this year?
I had a run in where I was paying my cleaning guy, whose name is Daniel. And
oh, cleaning guy.
I don't even want to hear it. Daniel, you had a cleaning guy.
Wait, yes. You're home during the pandemic and you had a cleaning guy come to your house?
I leave when they come clean. I leave the place and they come clean and then I come back.
So, but you're home to clean as well, but you just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's that creme brulee money.
Whatever he did to you, good. You deserve it.
No.
Okay, what'd he do?
So I just Venmo'd the wrong Daniel, and I Venmo'd him for the cleaning services, and it's only like $150 because my apartment's small.
Only $150?
You sent the wrong person $150.
Yeah. And then for 2 months, I was like, hey, I sent you the money. I said it once, but I was just like, hey, I sent you this money, but it was an accident, from somebody from high school. No response. And then when I clicked on it again after my cleaning guy had come back and I remembered that I had sent the money to the wrong place the last time, people had started liking the comment. When I was like, hey, can you send this money back? And somebody was like. And I was like, you see I'm being robbed. Why are you liking this? Taylor. I'm not going to say your last name, but it was Taylor. And I
Taylor,
was like,
Taylor Swift. We know who you are.
$150, you should have let them have that. Lacey, you got it.
No, that's well, my listen, money, and I need it now.
I'm of both of your minds, because part of me was like, all right, it's been a month and a half. I'm going to just let it rock. Maybe it's a blessing. Maybe God had used me as a conduit. Okay. And then the other part of me is like, no, I work for that money. Give it back. So... Yeah. Finally, he actually this week, and I don't know if it's because I got on Twitter and I was like, yo, my friend robbed me. And that's not my friend. I don't know him like that. But I got on Twitter and was like, y'all, I got scared.
You gave him the money.
Yeah. And you said robbing. It was only $150 as well. Yeah.
You did say only.
Wow, like, Andrew. Wow.
You did say, sorry. Own that.
Thank you. Andrew knows when to come in, baby. Yeah. Darling.
He's been listening.
Wow. Okay,
pick your battles. What side are you on? Uh-huh, yeah.
I told you I'm of two minds. I'm of both of their minds. I got the red and the blue and the pink up here. And like, and that's because they're both giving excellent lighting. I know you guys can't see that, but they are. It's
thank you.
So
they believe
much.
You.
Speaking of the listener.
Like, yeah. They serve so much. What a casual serve. Unnecessary, truly, but I appreciate. yeah. So he sent the money back.
Oh, gorgeous.
After I got on Twitter.
So did you pay the real Daniel?
Yeah, I always pay him. I had to pay him again when I was waiting on the money. I just had to pay him again because he was like, I didn't get it. And I was like, oh, I sent it. And then I looked and I was like, oh, I said it's the wrong person.
I ain't got it. I ain't got it, sir.
Sir.
I'd be like, you gotta take it up with this other person.
Yeah, it could be.
You gotta go fight him. You gotta fight him.
Like, whoever wins gets paid. That's it. Girl.
Oh, so no, the scams keep coming. They're coming. And I love it. The whole point of that story with the creme brulee, Sydney, was to say, because I got that much in unemployment, and them niggas was like, wait a minute, unemployment from the government eventually reached out to me, and they took like $500 out of my refund check one year, because they were like, we overpaid you. And I was like, bitch, that's not my problem. Like, why right. are you talking to me about this?
Right.
It's just like the Venmo guy.
Nothing when they gave you $12,000.
So yeah, but fuck them for taking that. Anything.
I took the L,
but I was mad about it. I was like, what?
And they kept mailing me.
They kept mailing me like, hey, girl, we overpaid you. And I was like, no, I'm not listening. And then taxes came and I thought, you know, I'm about to make it rain like the rest of the community. And they were like, no, girl, we're taking. Like,
honestly, anytime this government sends me a letter saying that I owe them money or something is short, I ignore it because I feel like it's my right to do that. Cut to me in jail next to Wesley Snipes.
No way. You're fine.
No.
I think that's a tax fraud.
Okay.
Well, you have your number one stunner right here.
Listen, I'll be honest. I haven't paid my taxes yet. It's fine.
For this year?
Yeah, I had to get a new accountant. It was some shit. When I tell you I thought my accountant was dead, and maybe that's a scam.
Wait, why did you think your accountant was dead?
Wait, what happened?
So I Googled him. I only say his first name, but I Googled Bruce last name because I couldn't get a hold of this nigga. I was calling him. I was texting him. I was emailing him. And I was like, why does he never respond? Mm-hmm. And so I Googled him and they were like, and on Google, the first thing that popped up with CPA was a nigga who was dead. And so I was like, oh my God, my accountant died. Like, that's why he ain't hit me back.
Yes. And that made you feel a tiny bit better, but also a tiny bit worse.
Right. Because I was like, damn, I'm an asshole. Then I found out he wasn't dead. And I was like, what the hell? Like, it's been a mess. It's been a mess.
Girl, F these taxes. Honestly, put $750 in an envelope and send it to the government. That's how we're paying our taxes this year.
We're all doing Trump taxes now, okay?
Exactly.
Like, the fuck is we paying all these taxes for? $750. That's what we're paying.
For the roads that we're not driving on? No.
No. Girl, I owed $80,000, so.
Ooh. Well, that's for all the roads.
Honestly, they need to give you some plaques, Sydney. I don't send in that money without them giving you a plaque where they filled the pothole. Yeah.
When finally, I got like everything consolidated and like they're going to help me dwindle it down to, you know, something that's super doable. I will be making a large post about it and I'll be giving myself my own award.
Yes. Here's the last scam I'll tell you guys about. Taxes are a scam. So
yes.
The government purposely underfunds the IRS. People lobby for it. And the whole reason why is because if the IRS is underfunded, they can only afford to audit the middle class. So that's why we get audited more than billionaires, because a billionaire has money everywhere. They have all this paperwork, all this information. It takes more people. It takes more time. It takes more money. And so since they simply cannot afford to audit them, they don't. And that's why we're getting fucked. We need to fund the IRS, like defund the police and fund the IRS so them niggas can get to the billionaires, because I'm tired of paying more than I should.
Or the flip side of that is become wealthy never pay a tax again. How about that?
See, but that's America's scam. They'd be telling us we all gonna be wealthy.
Yes, but I feel like the people on this call gonna be wealthy. I don't know about everybody else in America, but I feel like we're in a good place.
In order for that to happen, we have to become the 1%. And to be the 1%, you have to be a bad person.
Yeah, you have to kill people. You have to kill people.
And we're ready. We're getting pistols from Amazon.com and we're going to kill some people.
Girls, no, girls jump in. We're going murdering.
I'm the best billionaire ever.
Exactly. Jump in, loser. We're going murdering.
We're going killing. Come on. My gun's going to be pink because I'm a feminist. Like, killers, but make them women.
Now, Lacey, for the people who, you know, might want to drag scammers, what's the pro in it? Like, why do people scam overall?
Because everything is made up. Everything made up. Fake. Stay woke. So when people be like, you're breaking the rules. Who the fuck made the rules? Mr. Rules Man? Fuck that nigga. Like, it's okay.
Mr. Rules Man.
Like, there used to be rules that we couldn't get married interracially. There used to be rules that not you, Andrew, but the three of us couldn't eat in the same restaurant as white folks or drink from the same water fountain. Those were rules, and they were fake, and they were made up. So it's like, for me, scammers are people who think freely and get what they want. And yeah, some of them are fucked up. Some of them are murderers, and I don't support that. But there are people who are scammers who I support jaywalking. I support tax fraud. I support
jaywalking to tax fraud. Is that where we're leaning into?
Window, yeah.
Wait, so is jaywalking when you don't touch the curb but you cross two streets at the same time?
That's not what jaywalking is. You've lived in New York too long.
You have to both walk and you walk.
That jaywalking is when I walk when it says don't walk. That's what jaywalking is?
Yes. You've lived in New York for too long.
That's how we walk here. Right. I'm like, what?
That's just walking.
Wait, I wanna know what you thought it was, Marie. Wait.
I thought jaywalking is like if there's four corners on a street, right? And you diagonally. If I hit a diagonal cross.
No.
That's like a double jaywalk. Yeah.
No, that is an art form, babe.
Marie, did you think jaywalking was when you like walk in a J? You like do a J?
A lowercase J, babe.
That's when you walk in a J. Like, you.
I don't know what the hell it is. I just know that that's how we cross the street here and that's how the cool kids are doing it. And anytime I'm not in New York and I try to cross like that, people are like shocked.
Same. I still cross the street like a New Yorker and everyone is like, you're going to die. I'm like, no. I'll go on the street and sometimes like a car will pull up because it's definitely a green light and I'm deciding to cross because I want to. And I'll put my hand up like this and I'll be like, stop.
Like a crossing guard. Exactly.
I'm the crossing guard now.
Wait, so City, did she answer the question that you just asked? Because I don't remember what it was.
Like, what's the pros in, like, being a scammer? Like, is it any good that comes out of it? And she's like, yes, because nothing is real. Who makes up these rules?
Yes. Love that recap.
Yes.
Love the recap. Scam. Good scam. Recap.
Do you have do you want to leave us with your favorite scam of all time? Or something that you feel like these people need to know about?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I was like, I wanted to petition, how do we get Joanne the scammer back? Because I think she like propelled a lot, the scamming lifestyle, and then just dropped off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
And we need her back.
I'll tell you guys off the pod about some of that.
Can't wait for that.
Girl, the juice.
I would love for Brandon to return. He seems to, you know, not want to do as much posting right now, but I would love for him to return because he's so funny. Like, so funny. Last and final, I'll leave you with a scam that I love the most, which is Anna Delvey. I think she's going to have a show coming out on Netflix soon. I hope she's getting paid from it. She's the white woman who lived in New York City. White woman. She's European. And she hired someone to play her fitness instructor. She stayed at several hotels and told them that she was going to wire transfer the money and never did. Mm-hmm. She pimped out all of her new rich friends that she met during Fashion Week. She took a trip to, what is that place called? Morocco. where she stayed in a hotel, racked up a ton of money, and mm-hmm. then told her homegirl, oh my god, girl, I left my card at home, like I can't pay for it. They saying the money not there, but I'm gonna get you back, and never paid her back. And the reason I love her so much is because in court, when she was on trial, when they were closing the arguments, she gets up, she talks, she does her, you know, witness, whatever, testifies, and at the end she goes, I am not a good person. And I was like, oh my God. I feel like people don't say that enough. Like, if you're not a good person, just like own it. Like, no one will do that. Like, Donald Trump is not a good person, but that nigga will never just be like, I'm evil. Like, come on.
No, he'll scream from the rooftops that he is actually a good person.
And it's like, don't. We all know. We saw you, girl. We saw you everywhere that you had went. So the fact that she owned that shit, I was like, let her freak, because she's a national treasure. Like,
the fact that, but only a white woman from Europe can get away with something like that. Because she got that accent, so people think that, oh, maybe she does come from money. And then when you say something like wire transfer, you can't be from New York and say wire transfer. People
no, like, you no, can't.
Venmo me now. But the fact that she had this little accent, they were like, yeah, she must be good for it.
You're absolutely right. You can't say wire transfer.
If you talk about wire transfer, you're broke. Like, who's wire transferring?
That's Western, Western Union for black people.
Yeah. No. That would have been my red flag right there.
The rich people are still using the wires, apparently. there's levels to the wires.
I mean, you can't Venmo somebody $20,000. Wire transfer, I guess it is. But I think Shonda Rhimes is working on that show for Netflix, because I auditioned for that.
I would love to see you as Anna Delvey. I don't want it. Why does Anna have to be white? Yeah, she was white, but whatever.
I auditioned to be a fashion stylist that styled her for the court dates that she...
Ooh, you know they had an Instagram for her court date looks?
No.
Like, every court look that she had, there was an Instagram that was just like, Anna's court looks, because she was giving at the court dates.
So she pretended to be, what is her name? Anna Karenina? What is her name? No, that's not what it is.
Oh, yeah, because I'm calling her by her fake name, because Anna Delvey isn't her real name. She got many names. But
Anna Delvey, yes.
I also love someone with so many names.
She's Russian, and she's 29 years old. Okay,
really? She's so young.
Yeah, now she's 29, but when it happened, she was younger.
She's 25.
Damn. They shouldn't have put her in jail. Scammers are some of the most talented people I know, and I feel like they're just misguided, and we have to guide them to the right path. So if you have a kid who seems like he might get into robbery, and let me tell you how you know you have a kid who's a scammer. They're trying to make a lemonade stand. Get that nigga a book, because if they're trying to make a lemonade stand, they are a future criminal. You need to talk to them.
Girl, a mess.
Any kind of entrepreneurship as a kid, they selling candy out their backpack, they do anything, they are a scammer. You just have to guide them.
It sounds like any future businessman is a scammer is what you're saying, and I love that for us.
The whole concept of business is a scam. People just being like, people need things. I will charge them. It's a scam.
Okay, well, there's 3 weeks left of the year or something like that. I'm going to do my best to end the year with a cute little scam. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but
I think you could do it, Marie.
I believe love that in for you. Mm-hmm. I believe in you, too.
Thanks. Anyway, Lacey, tell people who are listening where they can catch your podcast, where they can catch you on socials.
Oh, guys, you can catch me at D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey, on all platforms. And if you like scams and comedy, you can come over and listen to my podcast, Scam Goddess, which is everywhere.
It's everywhere. And if you really love the episode, can you please put that in the comments? What do we want? We want those palm trees. We want black hearts. We want, bitch, I love you. I'm obsessed. Follow that. I love when I see the interactions they have with people that have been on the show. It feels good.
It does feel good.
Uplift the queens.
Uplift the queen.
They deserve.
Lacey, I can't wait for you to stop recording so you can start naming names that you said you're proud of.
No, let's end this name. Now.
Anyway, guys.
It's about to be a mess.
Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Yes, and thank you so much for leaving all these great reviews on iTunes. Keep doing that. Keep giving us 5 stars. We love it.
Bye.
Bye.
Forever Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. The Unofficial Expert is executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Senior producer, Tracy Soren. Produced by Andrew McGuire. Cover art by Sandy Honig. To listen to this podcast ad-free, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcasts.com/plus. Check out video clips of our podcasts on YouTube at youtube.com/foreverdogteam. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook @ForeverDogTeam to keep up with all the latest Forever Dog news.